Now, if come, lady, this lady here. Now let us be real reverent, and I will ask that my audience don't leave, especially God, can get this line or someone in the meeting, at least three people. Then if God does that, then I'm free, and God is free. The rest lays on your shoulders alone. And if you can't believe it, there's not a thing on earth can help you that I know of. If God can help you, who can? So let us be reverent and let us believe. Now, as far as I know, this lady is the, we're strangers to each other, are we? All right. Now here is a picture just like it was in the Bible. Here's a woman who is of a different race from me. And if the fourth chapter, I believe it is, of the book of John, Jesus met a woman who was a different race from him. And he said to her, bring me a drink. What was he doing? Contacting her spirit. And when he found where her trouble was and told her where her trouble was, it was the immoral living. And when he told her, she quickly said, now we believe that you're a prophet, but we know that when the Messiah cometh, he'll do these things. He said, I'm he. And she ran and told others that she had met the Messiah. Now, if he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, he's obligated to declare himself the same way. And now, lady, not knowing you, and I've never seen you in my life as far as I know, this is just we meet here. But if the Lord Jesus, the same way, will let me know what you're asking of him, would you believe it to be the same as the woman at Samaria said, we know that that's the Messiah by the sign. Would you believe that? You will. Will the audience believe it? That you might know the sincerity of both the woman and I. Here's the Bible. And I have never seen the woman in my life. Is that right? We don't know each other. That's right. Raise your hand so they'll see. We know not each other. And if he will, I don't say that he will, I believe he will. I believe he will. But if he will, and this one case would settle it exactly, then it's to you next. How many has never seen one of the meetings before? Raise your hand. Never been in one of the meetings. How the same ones that raised their hands that they've never been in one of my meetings knows that this is the scripture, what Jesus promised. Raise your hand back again. All right, that would settle it. Now, she and you, if he does, will have to know that it's some supernatural power. Now, it depends on what you think it is. You know what the Pharisees said when that was done to Philip? They said he's Beelzebub, the devil. He's a spiritual, he's a fortune teller. Jesus said, I'll forgive you for that, but when the Holy Ghost comes and does the same thing, one word against it will never be forgiven. In this world, neither in the world to come. God be merciful. We're not playing church. This is the last hour of this Gentile race. And it's the sovereignty of God. Let me say this. You're looking for something to come to pass. It's already here. It's going to pass you and you don't know it. You're trying to place it in the future. Little did they know Elijah was Elijah. Until he was dead. Little did they know Elisha was until he was gone. Little did they know that John was. Even the disciples didn't know he was that man. They even said to Jesus, why does the scripture say that Elias must come first? He said he's already coming. You didn't know him. Amen. They didn't know who St. Francis of Assisi was. They didn't know who St. Patrick was. The Catholic Church claims him, but he's about as much Catholic as I am. He protested the church, and so did St. Francis of Assisi. How about Joan of Arc, a spiritual woman who saw visions and everything, and the Catholic Church burned her to a stake, not knowing who she was. And hundreds of years later, dug up the bodies of the priests and done a repentance by throwing them in the river. Now she's a saint. It went past them before they knew it. Don't let this pass you. It's not me, but it's him. Don't let his blessed, resurrected looking, the devil's pointing in the future when it's right here now. If I knew, lady, one thing to help you, I would do it. But by a divine gift that's ordained of God, by His permission, for we unworthy Gentiles to enjoy, if He will reveal to me what you're asking Him, then you will believe Him. I believe you said a while ago. You would accept it. I have no way of knowing you, only through the Spirit, the eternal Spirit of God. But I'm just speaking to you, as He did the woman at the well. I've been preaching, and then usually the manager does the preaching. And then I just come in under the anointing, and I can stand longer, quicker, faster. But this is a different anointing. One is preaching the Word, and the other is working through a gift. Same Spirit. Two different manifestations. But the woman who stands before me, she's aware that something's going on. And the woman is suffering from an extremely nervous condition. That is right. And I see blood dripping. She's got bleeding, and it's internal bleeding. That's right. And you've been to the hospital for an operation one, two, three times. And it's unsuccessfully that thus saith the Lord. You be the judge whether that's true or not, is it? If it is, raise up your hand if that's true. Do you believe you're in His presence, the same one who could tell the woman? I don't know what I've said to you. The only way I know is by the recording. Do you believe Him now? You accept what you've asked for. You accept Him as your healer or whatever you've asked for. You believe you have it now. In your heart, you believe it. Then go, and God's peace rest upon this woman who I bless in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Now, there's one thing I can remember. There was a spirit of darkness over you, and it's not there now. Your faith has healed you. Your own faith in the living God. Now go rejoicing and be happy. And not knowing you, sir, it would be totally impossible for me to know what you would be standing here for unless someone would reveal it to me. And that someone is His presence, who you're aware now that He's present. And if the great Holy Spirit will confirm God's eternal Word and believe, as we do, that He will do it, will you accept what you ask for? You are not here for yourself. You're here for someone else. And that is a man, I believe, looks younger than you. He's a relative to you by marriage, a son-in-law. The man is not here either. He's not even in this county, this city, or this state. He's in a state where there's many great lakes, Michigan. And he's in a hospital, and he's suffering with a mental disturbance, and he's got arthritis. That's the pay of the Lord. Do you believe? Then let us pray. Eternal and blessed God, the morning star, the rose of Sharon, the lily of the valley, we pray Thee to give mercy to this man as we lay hands upon him. In the name of Thy Son, the Lord Jesus, amen. The Lord bless you, sir, and grant you your request. I have no way of knowing you, or knowing what your conditions are, or what you're here for. But the Lord God Omnipotent knows your heart, and if He will reveal the things that's in your heart. Now, for instance, you needed healing, and I would say, lay my hands on you and go to the saying that devils go away and the sickness go away, and then say, lady, you're well. You have a right to doubt that, because you don't know what that future will be. But if He will reveal what the past has been, then you know whether it's true or not. That's the miracle. You're extremely nervous because you've been weary. And you're, see, you're holding your chest like a smothering. No, it's pain. You have pains all in your chest. And I see you in a hospital also. And this is the cause of that, which was from an operation. From a gallbladder condition some time ago, that thus saith the Lord. Do you believe now that Christ, God's Son, is present, working through vines or through the, as I would say, through the branches? And His love is to you to give to you that what you ask for. Do you believe that? Then, Lord God Omnipotent, we pray that you will manifest your blessings to this woman and give to her and reward her according to her faith. Through Christ's name we ask this. Amen. The Lord bless you, my sister. And as you have believed, so will it be unto you. God be with you. How do you do, sir? I suppose that you and I are total strangers to each other. I never met you in my life, as I know of. But you are aware that something is going on. If that is the feeling that you have now, you don't get that by standing by man. It's His presence. That the audience might know, would you raise your hand if there's a sweet, humble feeling around you? You feel the Spirit of the Lord? Raise up your hand. There's something connected with this man about waters or across the sea. Now I see a woman also near him. It's in vision. And it is a woman. Here she sits right here with a little red hat on. And I see waters. And she's praying about someone. It's a relative. It's a man. It's her brother. And the man is sick unto death if God doesn't heal him because he's got a tumor in his breast. And he doesn't live here. He lives across the seas in Norway. It's a great hilly, knobby country. That's thus saith the Lord. Have faith in God and say to this mountain, be ye raised up and thrown into the sea. Don't doubt. But if you don't believe right now, something will turn loose. This man's connected with some sort of overseas water. But he's praying for someone else. It's a man, a brother, and the brother has been in a hospital, and the doctors are stumped over his condition. They don't know whether it's his breathing or whether it's his heart that's doing it. It's neither one. It's his nerves. If you believe with all your heart right now, and don't doubt, you can have what you ask for. Do you believe? Then receive what you ask for in the name of the Lord Jesus. Not knowing you, little lady, if thou canst see the lady, colored lady, sitting right back here. There is that light. And the woman is prayed for her husband. He has a throat trouble. And you might know who I'm speaking of. He's also a backslider. That's right. Do you believe that you touched something? I've never seen you. You're just sitting there. But you touched the high priest. That can be touched by the feeling of our infirmity. And as you have believed, so will it be unto you. You got to fall on ice. And that was no longer than yesterday on this ice. And it crippled up your left arm and hand so that you can't comb your hair. That's right. All right, now you can do it. Go, the Lord Jesus has made you well. Your faith has healed you. God bless you. If thou canst believe, all things are... What do you think, little lady? The other woman touched you just then. You prayed. And you have a horrible thing which is just about to cause some domestic trouble. It's called, in your disease, is epilepsy. That's right. The little lady with the bobbed hair, kind of blonde or reddish looking. Do you believe me to be the prophet or the servant of the Lord? You're not from this city. You come from a city more east of here. It's in Ohio. It's called Youngstown, Ohio. That woman sitting next to you who is very interested in you is your mother. And she has something on her face, a skin condition, that she wants healed. And she's not from Youngstown, but she's from Michigan, Detroit. You've been visiting her, and you may open your minds to come here for the healing of the Lord. Believe, and as you have believed, so be it unto you. Oh, do you believe? I am a stranger to you, sir. I have never seen you. But God knows you. If He will reveal to me what's in your heart or something that's been done, will you accept then that you know that He's heard your prayer or knows your cause? You will. You are here for a purpose of a growth. And that growth is on your back. And you also want prayer for your wife who is here. She's got something wrong with her face, which has caused something like a dentistry or something. She has eye trouble also. And she has trouble in her back. And you're fighting a habit. You want to give up cigarettes too, don't you?
Right.
You're trying to. Do you believe that you're in the presence of the omnipotent God? Then you can have what you ask for. Go and be it unto you as you have believed. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Don't move. Your spirit, each one of you move, you interfere. Have faith. Come, lady. You want to get over that anemia condition and be made well? Then go from here and believe with all your heart, and Jesus Christ will give you the blood that you have need of. Amen. Come, sinner. Do you believe God can heal you of that heart trouble? Then go and believe with all that's in you, and you shall receive what you have asked for. Come, lady. Do you want to get over that stomach trouble, it's causing a nervous condition, causing peptic condition, go and eat and believe. And as you have believed, so be it unto you in Christ's name. Just a minute, lady. Go right ahead now. It's the lady sitting right here on the end of the seat, the colored lady. She suffers with a stomach trouble too. That's right, lady. That thus saith the Lord. If you believe it, you can have what you ask for. The old lady sitting next to you with arthritis. Do you believe you'll get well too, lady? Then may you receive that what you ask for in the name of the Lord Jesus. Do you believe God healed you when you stood with that chair? Then go and receive your healing in the name of the Lord Jesus. Do you believe all over the building? How many wants to receive Christ and receive the Holy Ghost? Would you stand to your feet and say, I am a candidate. I now believe. Just stand right up just at this time. I want the blessed Holy Spirit to give me the experience of being born again. I believe that I'm now sitting in the presence of the Lord Jesus. How many sinners would raise to your feet and say, I am a sinner, and I now believe on the Lord Jesus. This is my first time of ever seeing His power move. I'm convinced, after He has manifested Himself, that He's here and He's risen from the dead. I want to accept Him as my Savior. Stand to your feet. You church member, shame on you. You may be in a form of creed that serve Christ, but never know what it is to be born again. Would you say, I'm willing to surrender my creed for an experience of being born again, to let that Spirit that's moving in this building tonight be my Savior, Jesus Christ. Would you stand to your feet? You who are sick and afflicted, and you want to believe the Lord Jesus will heal you, and you now accept Him as your healer, this is the time that you see Him working. And maybe you've seen Him before, and it's become a thing to you like the salt water. But now a new experience has happened, and you want Him to heal you. Would you stand in your feet and say, I now accept Jesus Christ as my healer? All everywhere up in the balconies, stand to your feet and believe on Him just now. Let all the Christians that are believing stand to their feet also. Lay your hands upon those who are standing near you for something. What can happen just now? The great living God, who has manifested Himself as being omnipresent on the platform, in the audience, around the circle, everywhere He is present. Will you now turn your face to Him and say, Blessed Lord, I now receive You for the need that I have in my body. If you will, raise your hands to Him. O eternal and blessed God, the one that was in the beginning that talked to Job and said, where was you when I laid the foundations of the world? When the morning stars sang together and the sons of God shouted for joy. Fill every heart in here just now with a sufficient faith. May they not set, and as the great poet said, be not like dumb-driven cattle. Have to be herded into their own food and have a net yoke put on them to hold them long enough till they can eat the food. But may they rise in the faith and in the power of the resurrection and be healed and saved just now as I cast away the doubting spirit that holds this building tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ, may it go for the glory of God. And let the people raise their hands out and rejoice in the Lord. be saved and filled with the Holy Ghost and healed for God's glory.
Hallelujah.
Now, here's a beautiful scene tonight of the Bible. I wonder what you Gentiles are going to say. Are you going to be as reverent and as respectable as the woman, the Samaritans was when the woman came into the city and told what the Lord Jesus had did for her? And she said, by that, she even told those people, isn't that the very Messiah? Sure. See, scriptures are spiritually understood. How many know that? You don't read the scriptures and write out to understand them. God said He hid it from the eyes of the wise and prudent. Look, even that vision. I wrote the vision out myself and read it over 1,000 times or more. I didn't see that I was supposed to go to India first. I thought I was supposed to go to Africa first. But then when the hour comes, here it is written right out in my own hand. See, I just couldn't see it. It was blinded to me, but I went ahead and disobeyed God that He might correct me and show that His words are eternal and can't fail. I just couldn't read it that way. Many said, oh, the Bible don't say these things. The Bible does say them. It becomes a reality. And God confirms His word. Now, we're strangers to each other, I suppose, lady. We are. The lady is a colored lady. Me a white man. That makes two different colors of people, two nationalities. And that's the same way it was in St. John, the 4th chapter, the Samaritan and the Jew. Both of them are different races of people, but Jesus let them know that God was no respecter of race, that He made all races. We all come from one father and mother, Adam and Eve. That was the first on the earth. That's where we come from. And our nations and where we lived and changed our colors has nothing to do with God. We're offspring. He has all kinds of trees. He has all kinds of flowers. God don't want us to be all just the same. Did you know that? Wish I could talk to some of these segregationists and so forth. You'd listen a minute. Yes, sir. God made white flowers. He made blue flowers. He made red flowers. He made them different because He wants them different. He made us different because He wants us different. But we're all made to His praises. That's right. This woman stands before me as a Christian. She could have been an atheist or a critic, but her spirit, now, when the Holy Spirit has come, makes me His servant. And if I am His ambassador, and you believe that with all your heart, my word is His. His word is mine. That's right. If I went to another nation as an ambassador of this nation, then everything I say, this nation's got to back it up. That's right. Depends on what the other nation thinks about it. Then as I come as Christ's servant, and I speak His words, and He confirms it and shows by the credentials of His Spirit that I'm telling the truth, then if you believe it, there's nothing that can stand in the way of getting what you want. All things are possible to them that believe. Now, as the audience might know, here we are, first time ever meeting in life. We know not each other. We're just standing here. She was given a card, either by Jean, Leo, or Billy, or somebody. They mix the cards up and hand them out to the people, and anybody that wants them can have them. They give a few here and a few here and a few there. Just, that's the way I tell them to do. I've never seen them give them out. But that's the way they're supposed to do. And this lady knows that I know nothing of her, never seen her, and this is our first time ever meeting as far as we know. You was in one of my meetings, but never did come to the platform. All right. Then you've seen me. But I might have seen you in the meeting, but I don't know yet. But Christ does. Now, if you're here for some need, you say, I'm sick, I have some disease, and I tell you why the Lord's going to heal you, you could doubt that. Then you wouldn't know whether my words is right or not there. But if the Lord will tell you something that you know I know nothing about, then you know that has to come from some supernatural power. Well, you can say, well, that the devil told him that. Then you get the devil's reward. If you say the Lord told him that, then you get the Lord's reward. Is that right, audience? Now, if it's done by her, it'll be to you just the same. I have no idea what's wrong with the woman. I have no idea. But God does. And I don't want her to tell me, because I don't know. I want it to come from a supernatural force to let this little audience that I've just preached to know that God has did this. Then it'll be up to them to judge what they think about it. There's nothing wrong with her. She's a healthy woman. But she has a blissful desire in her heart. This woman had come to me in hope that I would pray for her and lay hands on her that she might receive the Holy Ghost. That's exactly right. That's true. Do you believe me to be His servant? Do you believe that I have to come from God? Let's see if the Lord would say something else. Just while we're standing here, I don't say that He would. Yes, there is another desire in your heart, and that's for a loved one, your husband. You want him to quit drinking. That thus saith the Lord. Those things are true, lady. Raise your hand to me. Now, do you believe that that spirit that's talking with Brother Branham, that could make tears flow down your cheeks like that? You have a feeling like you've never had before. See, what is it? It's the Holy Spirit coming on you. See? It's the angel of the Lord that you're in the presence. It's Him, the one who is your Savior and Redeemer. Now, I want to pray for you. Lord God, give unto our sister here the desire of her heart. Is that what she asked for? May she go away tonight just as happy as the queen that come from Sheba to see a gift that she had sent to Solomon. And may she go to her home rejoicing and receive what she asked for. In the name of Jesus Christ, God's Son, we ask it. Amen. God bless you. Now do you believe? Are you all believing? Are you satisfied? See, it's the Lord. It's God. I have nothing to do with it. I don't have one thing to do with it. Now, I ask you all out there to go to praying. You out there in the line. Out there isn't in the line. I ask you to pray and to believe. And have faith in God. Some of you without prayer cards. I'm just taking my time because I know He's standing here. Oh, if I could only explain to you, there's no need of trying Him. I couldn't. Now, can you see this? Look on there. Right here. You don't have a prayer card? You have a prayer card, lady? You don't. Do you believe that Jesus Christ has raised from the dead? Do you believe that He is here in the meeting now? You have trouble in your side and in your leg. If that's right, raise up your hand. Now, Jesus Christ makes you well. Go believe. Are you convinced? Now, be real reverent. I want to talk to the lady. We are strangers to each other. I've never seen you in my life. But Christ does know you, doesn't He? And if Christ knows you, then He knows you when you were born. He knows, He fed you all the days of your life and all that you are. He knows about. And if He will reveal to me, I believe the last lady was sure was a colored lady. This is a colored lady. Are you the next in line, lady? That's a white woman. That'll get both white and colored race. If the Lord Jesus will reveal to me what's your trouble, or will all the colored people that's in divine presence Believe with all their heart. Raise your hands, if you will, all of the colored people. This is your loved one. One day, long years ago, there was a man going up in Golgotha. He had a cross on his back, and the hide was all rubbed from his shoulders. His garment was one big bloody splotch, and his little weak, frail body fell under the load of the cross. And your father, Simon, came and picked up the cross and helped him bear it. Now here stands his children tonight, after 2,000 years, believing in the Christ who Simon helped to bear the cross. Sure, he loves you. And he's here to help you if he will permit me to do what that I say that he promised to do. You're here for someone else. That's right. The man, your brother-in-law, and he's a mental case, and you've come to ask me to pray for him. If I could heal him, I would do it. But our faith together in him who is present will do it. Will you believe with me? Lord, I pray that you will grant this request, and may our faith not move now, but may it be sufficient to heal that person who doesn't know enough to be except faith themselves. I pray this blessing in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. May you go, sister, and may it be just as you have thought it to be. God bless you. That's a wonderful little book. Read it. It has life. We are strangers to each other so far as I know. I don't know, but I think that we're strangers. I've never seen you. As far as I know, are we strangers to each other? We are. If the Lord will reveal to me what you're here for, will you believe? You're a white woman. Now, what about the white people out there? Would you believe this is your sister? Just like the woman at the well. Now, see, I have no powers to heal. You know that. I'm just a man. Like, if you have a husband like he did, see? Or like your son or whoever, I'm just a man. Like any other man. But it's his gift. It isn't me that can do it. It's him. He promised he'd do it. Therefore, he permits me to do it by his grace and will. You're here for someone else, too. And that's a mental case. Your sister. Do you believe that God will supply the need for that with all your heart? For your husband also. That's right. Arthritis. Diabetes. Heart trouble. With you. Believe now. You can have what you ask for. You just don't doubt in your heart. The Lord bless our sister and give her the desire of her heart through Jesus Christ. Amen. Do you believe, white people? Then why do we wait or tarry? Why not you be healed right now if you have need of it? See? Now, if you believe it, there's nothing that can take it away from you. See? If you believe it. Now, if God is letting me do this through his permitted will, surely I speak the truth. Would God give such as that to a person that would teach error? God forbid. It wouldn't be. It wouldn't be. It's the truth. Remember, I say this. A man's got to be born again before he can see the kingdom of God. Your little church differences makes no difference. If you're born again, you're son and daughter of God. You've got to be born of water and spirit. That's right. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Just remember that. Believe that. Accept it. He was wounded for your transgressions. With his stripes you were healed. There's no man on earth that can heal you. No doctor, no hospital, no medicine. We haven't got one medicine that any doctor will say will heal you. If he does, he certainly doesn't know what he's talking about. To heal is to replace or build tissue. No medicine will build tissue. Medicine will take germs and kill germs that's tearing down tissue, but it won't build the tissue. God has to do that alone, which is creation. He's the only one who can create. Satan cannot create. He can pervert what's created, but he can't create. God is the only healer there is. There never was a drop of medicine, hospital, or operation that ever healed anybody. The Bible says, I'm the Lord who heals all your diseases. Medicine's all right. They take it to poison germs, just like rat poison, poison rats. But it doesn't heal the house where the rats is eating holes in it. That's right. It doesn't patch the place. God has to do that through creation. Operation is fine. It moves them obstruction. Bad tooth, a growth, appendix, so forth. That's all right. It sets a broken arm when it's broke. That's all right. But God does the healing. See? God's the only one can heal. It's nothing, no mystery. It's just truth. We're strangers to each other, I suppose. The Lord God knows all of us, doesn't he? If the Lord God will reveal to me what you're here for, will you believe now? I believe there was two colored women, and this is two white women. Is that right? I think, all right, this will settle. Then we'll pray for the rest of the audience. This ought to be sufficient. If the Lord will reveal to me what you are desiring, then you know whether it's the truth or not. There's something very strange about the woman, because every time that I look at her, it's just a vision passes somewhere else. That's right. And there's another woman included in this. That's your sister, I believe. And she's not here. And she's across water in some other place. It's not across Michigan, the lake, because it's a large stream of water. It's Sweden. And she has something wrong that she can't sleep at night. And she's coughing. It's asthma. That's right. Thus saith the Lord. And you have high blood pressure yourself and heart trouble. That's thus saith the Lord. I don't know what it says. It's a mystery to me now. It's like I dreamed it. But that was the truth. That was my voice, but it wasn't me speaking. It was something else using my voice. Now, do you believe it was the Lord Jesus with all your heart? Does the audience believe the same? Then ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. See? Ask for this mountain to be moved, and don't doubt in your heart, but believe that what you say shall come to pass. You can have what you say. Just believe it. Or is that a praise to you? O God our Father, be merciful unto this woman, and give unto her the desire of her heart. I ask this blessing for her in the name of your dear Son, the Lord Jesus. Amen. Don't doubt. Receive what you ask for. Now, as someone, your soul, as someone say, the man reads the people's mind. Come here, lady. You know what mind reading is? Is take a number in your mind and guess at it a while. Now, lady, you just lay your hand on mine. If looking this way with my back turned to you, if Jesus will reveal to me what your trouble is, will you accept it and believe it? May he grant it is my prayer. God knows I don't know you, but he does. But if you will believe him with all your heart, your stomach wouldn't bother you anymore. You believe it's over? Then you can go over. God can heal heart trouble. It's just as minor to him as the toothache. Do you believe that he'll make you well?
Yes, I do.
As you have believed, so be it unto you. God be with you, my brother, as you go. A while ago when I said stomach trouble, That was your trouble, too. Not only that, but she had the same trouble this man has, heart trouble. That's right. Now, do you believe? As you have believed, so be it unto you. Go and may God be with you and make you well. Have faith now and believe. How many is believing out the audience? Now, look, see, you don't have. Look here, just this woman. Would you believe, lady, if I didn't say a word to you, would you still believe that Christ can make you well? Go, and the Lord bless you. Take my word for it and believe that He makes you well. All right. See, that's it. You don't have to be told. What would you do, lady, if I told you what was wrong with you? Would you believe me? If I didn't tell you, would you believe me anyhow? You don't know. All right, I'll tell you what's your trouble. Then you got arthritis. That's right. Don't believe and you'll be made well. Amen. The Lord bless you. All right, lady. Would you believe if I told you? Make you believe more? Then your back will get well. Go believe with all your heart. Come. Do the same thing. If you believe that you get well, then the Lord granted you, sister, and it'll all be over. Amen. Let's say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Are you believing? See, it's not a telepathy. You believe Jesus Christ to heal that heart of yours and make you well? Your heart trouble will all be gone. It's a nervous heart. All right? Don't believe me now and get well. Have faith in God. God will grant it. All right? Would you come, lady? Ladies' trouble, female trouble, also heart trouble, nervousness. All right? You believe that God will make you well? Because then go and Jesus Christ make you well. God bless you. Have faith. Believe. Do you believe with all your heart? Believe. That's all there is. If thou canst believe, says the Bible. When I said arthritis just a few moments ago, the lady saying a little scarf around her head, do you believe God healed you the same time as your arthritis? Well, you felt it, didn't you? Well, you got it right then. That's when you received it. That wonderful? What do you think about it? The elderly lady doubled her hands then like she was going to pray. Do you believe God would heal you of that gallbladder condition? You believe He would? Raise up your hand to Him, man. All right? Now you can be healed. Amen. Have faith in God if you believe it. What do you think, sitting here, lady? You believe that head trouble will leave you? God will make you well? Sitting out there? If you believe it, you can have it. Sure. Amen. Just believe with all your heart. What do you think, sitting here praying, got trouble with your feet? You believe God will make you well? All right, you can have it. Amen. Just believe, that's all. Just have faith in God. Certainly. The young boy sitting behind there, you believe, sir, that skin trouble, you believe that God will make you well? You do? All right, you can have what you ask for. Amen. The lady sitting next to you there got trouble with liver trouble. Turn to you. Or you believe you can have what you ask for. Go and believe. Certainly. See, the Holy Spirit's here. I'm just trying to conserve my strength. All right. Would you be the next lady to be prayed for? You believe with all your heart? You do? All right. You think God healed that stomach trouble you got? You got intestinal trouble? That's right. You're not from this city. You're from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. You got internal trouble, intestinal trouble, and you've been in the hospital many times. At least 15 or 16 times in the hospital for operation, and the doctor says you got to go back again. That's thus saith the Lord. You believe me to be God's prophet and servant? Then go. And the Lord Jesus rebuked this devil that hid from the doctors, but you can't hide from God. Leave the woman. Come out of her. In the name of Jesus Christ. Don't you doubt. Believe and you can have what you ask for, and it'll be over. Amen. Go in peace now. Do you believe, every one of you? Oh, Lord, send your Spirit, the Holy Ghost, and charge this people with thy presence now. And may they be like the Queen of Sheba. May they rise to their feet with the treasures of God in their heart and be healed, every one of them going home tonight made perfectly whole. In Jesus' name I ask it. Amen. Do you believe it? Do you accept it? Then stand up on your feet and receive it in the name of Jesus. May Brother Jose give it to you.
Here's where the Word of God must be revealed in truth, or it's found in error. For Jesus Christ made the promise. You're aware of that. And just as true as we're in the end time, Christ is here revealing Himself, hiding it from the eyes of the educated, wise, and prudent, and revealing it to babes such as will learn. Bringing His church, that showing His manifestation, revealing Himself before judgment is revealed, because He always sends an angel of mercy before He sends an angel of destruction. Read the Bible, read the history, and see if that isn't true. How do you do? Is this the person to be prayed for? Here stands a lady, a colored woman. As far as I know, I have never seen that woman in my life. And I'm sure I don't know her. Are we strangers to each other? Are we, madam? If that is, if you just raise up your hand so the people would see that we're strangers. Now, this is a beautiful picture, a portrait of what happened in St. John, the 4th chapter. A woman, a man, two different races. A Samaritan and a Jew then. A white man and a colored woman here. A Samaritan woman and a Jew in the Bible scene. But if Jesus made Himself known to the race of the Samaritans in the way that He did then, by telling that woman what was in her heart, and she said, "You must be a prophet, but we know that's the sign of the Messiah," and He said, "I'm He." If that's the way He was made known yesterday to the Samaritan, He'll have to make it known to the colored race today to be the same. He's revealing Himself. If He will, and here's my hands up, I've never seen the woman in my life, her with her hand up, that she, I know her not, nothing about her, never seen her nor nothing. Then if the Holy Spirit will reveal Jesus Christ in the same power, how many will accept Him as Messiah and believe all you people should do it? As people, eternity-bound people, the Bible between us, I have never seen the woman in my life as I know of. So right now, there it is. Now what is it? Is it, you say, well, if it happened, it'll have to be supernatural. We all know that. And that's the way God always reveals Himself before the end time, in supernatural. Before the Babylonian kingdom was destroyed, before Noah went into the ark, before Moses brought the children out of Israel, before Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed, always before Jerusalem was destroyed, always it's by the supernatural, and promised to do the same thing in this day. Now, you can say like they did in that day, oh, it's Beelzebub, a fortune teller. But if anybody knows what fortune telling is, they know that fortune telling is a lie of the devil, and it's not half the time correct. And fortune tellers doesn't preach the gospel and get people saved. Did you ever hear of one? No, you never will. They're devil-possessed people with a perverted spirit. That's exactly right. The angel of the Lord preaches righteousness and repentance and the coming of the Lord and shows signs. Of course, the devil takes a fortune teller or a soothsayer to impersonate, but an impersonation only declares there's a real one. A bogus dollar only declares there's a real dollar. So, lady, no matter what I would say, one word from God will mean more than I could say in 50 lifetimes. But you be the judge. If you're here for something, I don't know. You know I have no way of knowing what you're here for. But if He does reveal to me, like He did to by His Son, the Lord Jesus, to the woman at the well, then you will believe that it comes from God? Now, if I said, "Are you sick?" you'd say, "Yes, sir, I'm sick." I'd say, "Well, the Lord's going to heal you." You'd have a right to doubt that. The woman at the well would have had a right to doubt. If He'd told her, "Well, woman, you're a Gentile, you're a Samaritan, you won't be saved." But He told her where the secret was in her heart. Therefore, she knew that had to come from a spiritual power. And she'd been taught that when Messiah cometh, like Abraham and all them times there, it would be the same thing. And she was spiritual enough. Though a prostitute, she was spiritual enough to catch it. Certainly. I don't know who you are, or nothing about you. But he does. But if he will reveal it to me, the audience has promised to believe, and so have you. I just wished I had some vocabulary to explain this just now. There's nothing can do it. You know what it feels like? Every person in here is under my control. That's right. The Holy Spirit is here. The anointing. It doesn't make me jump up and scream. That's the blessings of the Lord. A lot of times you Pentecostal people get fooled by that. Jesus had the greatest anointing of any man. And he read a scripture, and just as I have read now, and he said, this day this scripture is fulfilled in your eyes. And what did he do? He read the scripture and never run over the place. He sat down, and precious words come from his mouth. The greatest anointing that was ever anointed, because the scripture had said, I have put my spirit upon him to show judgment, to heal the sick and so forth. He said it. That's the blessings of your salvation that you're enjoying there. The blessings, not the power. The Spirit. But now he's here. That woman couldn't hide her life as she had to now. Right? The lady has a trouble in her side that she wants prayed for. That's thus saith the Lord. You also have a skin trouble, a disease, that you want me to pray for. That's thus saith the Lord. That is true. Let her be the judge. Did you hear my voice? But that wasn't my voice. I don't know the woman. Whatever he spoke was something, some other person that's using my voice. Do you believe it was the Holy Spirit? Now you out there are going to believe, and you was not going to be called up here tonight. You start believing and say, Lord, reveal to me. Let me touch your garment, Lord. Don't be nervous. Just say, let me touch your garment, Lord. Let him turn around and speak to me. See what happens. If I talk to the woman a little longer, more would be said. Would you like for me to, you colored people like for me to talk to the lady just a little longer? Raise your hands if you would. I don't know that he would, but maybe he will. Would you like for me to speak to you just a little longer? See what the Holy Spirit would say. Now, whatever he said was wrong, I don't know now. Only way I'll ever know is by these recordings that's been taken here. And the recordings is always at the office or back there. You can get them. Now, if the audience still hears my voice, the woman is doing something to her side. It's a trouble in her side. That's right. And then, right at this time, she's praying for somebody else, which is her sister.
That's right. That's right.
That's what you're praying about right now in your heart.
Right.
And your sister is afflicted, sick. And she has arthritis, she has heart trouble, and she coughs a lot. It's asthma. Then I see a man appear. It is a man, it's your brother-in-law. He has arthritis and heart trouble. That's thus saith the Lord. Do you now believe? You believe? It's going to be just as you have believed unto you. The Lord be with you. God bless you, man. Have you believed? A real reverend. How do you do? As far as I know, young lady, this is the first time that I've ever stood in your presence, or you stood in mine. I guess that's so, is it? If it would you just raise up your hand? Now here is a white woman, white man. Now to you white people, if the Lord Jesus will make himself known to this girl standing here who I have never seen in my life, and she doesn't know me, has never seen me, unless it was somewhere in a meeting. He was once in a meeting, but not on the platform, just here. All right. Then we're total strangers to each other. Now, if he makes known what you are here for, then you can be the judge of that. Whether it's so or not, you'll know. You're aware that something's going on. a feeling like you maybe never felt before, a real sweet, humble feeling. The angel of the Lord is that light is standing between you and I. And I see the young woman, she's holding her heart. She has a heart trouble. And she has some kind of a smothering spells, like she smothers. That's thus saith the Lord. That is right. I see you got a someone else that you've just been talking to. It's a relative that's real happy about something. It's your sister. And she has just been healed of a gland trouble and of a colon trouble, and she was a nervous girl. Then I see another one up here, and that's been some time ago, a sister that was healed. In my meeting, she had cancer and was healed. You're not from this city. You're from Detroit, Michigan. And your name's Irene. Your last name is Dunn. And your sister's name is something like Viola. Go home and be well in the name of the Lord Jesus. And may you have what you have asked. Amen. If thou canst only believe, all things are possible. What do you think, lady? Do you believe that these things come from God and His mercy being revealed in the last day? Little colored lady sitting on the end there. Do you believe that God has touched you just now? The piles that you've been having, you believe they are gone? In being that you raised your hand sitting next to her and was just a little surprised because I didn't call you, you believe me to be God's servant? You do? You're having trouble with your eyes. That's right. That's thus saith the Lord. Well, you can go home and be well. You touched His garment. Amen. Jesus is the same yesterday. What did that person touch? They're 40 feet from me. They never touched me, but they touched the high priest. And he spoke back using human lips. You see? You believe that? You do? You're a little afraid to answer me. I'm going to tell you, it's not because you're afraid of me, but it's because of your speech. You're German. That is right. But you have arthritis is what you want me to pray for. Do you believe that the Lord Jesus will bless you and heal you and make you well? You do? You're praying for someone else. That's right. And between you and those people is water, much water. And the nation that they're in lays beyond France, which is Germany. And what you're praying for is one sister and two brothers. And they are in Germany now. I see them. Your sister is suffering with the heart trouble and gallbladder trouble. She wrote and told you so. One of your brother has trouble in his feet and the other has mental deficiency. That is right. Take the handkerchief that you wipe your tears from and send it to them, and don't doubt, and the Lord will make them well. Amen. Have faith in God. Don't doubt. All things are possible. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. You are a stranger to me, I suppose. Now you're praying, just believe. Now it almost upsets me when so many are praying. the Son of God being revealed from heaven as mercy to His church. You're very nervous. Had an operation. That was on the stomach. Part of your stomach was taken out in the operation. You can't eat very much. You believe He'll heal you? You do. You're wanting me to tell you something else because you have a burden on your heart. I cannot know your burden, lady. Only as Jesus Christ will reveal it. Do you believe that He will reveal it? Will you give Him praise if He will reveal it? It's for someone else. And it's your sister. And your sister is not in this country. She's in a warmer country, south. A place called Atlanta, Georgia. And I see something strange about the woman. She's been on a trip, or she's a minister or a missionary. She was in a place where there were yellow people. China. She's from China, a returned missionary, and she's dying now with a cancer on her right breast. The doctor says she can't live. But you take the handkerchief that's in your hand and send it to her in the name of the Lord. May she live for the glory of God. Thus saith the Lord, may it be so. Go and believe and don't doubt. If you can only believe, all things are possible. We are strangers to each other, I suppose. If the Lord Jesus will reveal to me the secret of your heart, or let me know something that's been in the past of your life, could you believe, as stranger to you, that I have preached from the Word, the truth? Wonder if the audience would accept that too. Say, if the Lord will reveal to this woman the very thing that's in her heart, I will not doubt any longer, but I will believe. If you won't weary, sir, sitting there at the end of the row, if you believe with all your heart, God will heal you that heart trouble that you're so concerned about. Your faith did that, the little lady next to him there. Believe now and live. I challenge your faith to believe that I preach the truth out of God's Word. What did the angel say? If you get the people to believe you, and then be sincere when you pray, nothing shall stand before the prayer. There's a little lady sitting right back here to my right. She's bouncing a little baby on her lap. She's just raised her eyes from having her head bowed and praying in reverence because she's praying for her baby. That is true, lady. If the Lord God will reveal to me the trouble of that baby, will you accept what you asked for? You're asking for healing. I have no power to heal. I am only a minister of the gospel. But your little baby's got a breaking out on its head. That is true. Now, if you will believe with all your heart, you shall receive what you ask for. and the little lady behind you that's very nervous. She's expecting to be mother most any time. She's weeping because her heart was struck about the little baby, and she's fixing to give birth to one right away. And she's nervous, but don't fear, sister. God walks through the valley of the shadows of death. He will deliver you. What you wiping your eyes for, sir? Why not just have faith in God and you'll be healed of that stomach trouble? And He'll make you well. Do you believe you're healed now? All right, then go eat your supper. Amen. Don't you believe on the Lord Jesus? You on the end down there with the heart trouble, do you believe that God will make you well? If thou canst believe. It surprised you, didn't it? Stand up to your feet. All right, forget about the heart trouble if you believe on the Lord Jesus. His mercy and grace has touched you. It's the Son of God revealed from heaven. Go believe. You're very happy, sir. You got joy in your heart because you've been praying. If the Lord will reveal to me what you're praying about, will you believe it'll happen? It's for your wife. She's had two strokes. She's got a broken hip. You believe, and God will take care of that for you. Amen. You believe. You've had an operation. And it's made you awful weak. You're anemic. The tumor made you very weak. And you're praying for somebody else, a sister. She has high blood pressure. I seen put the thing from her arm. That's right. Brother Strong Man, doctor. She's also got heart trouble. He's lifting like that and beating on her back, first place, the other. Do you believe? She calls you Sally. That's your name. Olander. You live on a street called Montclair, and your address is 5526. Now, if you believe with all your heart, then take the handkerchief to her and go in peace. God be with you and grant to you the desire of your heart. Have faith in God. It must be time for me to leave. The boys pushing me. Will you believe right now with all your heart? Stand up to your feet then just a moment. I'm going to ask you to do something, just a minute, that may seem strange. Do you believe the Son of God is being revealed from heaven? Then lay your hands on each other. Just put your hands over on one another. Yes. The Bible says this, they shall lay their hands on the sick and they shall recover. They shall lay their hands on the sick. Now you pray as I pray. You believe as I believe. And the God of heaven who is present will make you well. And you who gave your lives to Christ, go to a good church right quick and be baptized. Calling on the name of the Lord. Dear God of heaven, have mercy tonight. We're tired and weak. But I pray, eternal blessed God, that just at this moment that you'll send your Spirit and such a blast that it'll shake the sin shackles of unbelief away from this audience. And may they be filled just now with faith and power that they may be healed. Satan, your days are numbered. Your kingdom has been numbered. You're weighed in the balance and found wanting. Come out of this audience and away from this people. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Now raise your hands and give him praise, all ye that believe.